Yes, and we're scheduled now for the Missouri Highways and Transportation Commission Off-System Bridge Program Agreement Number 18-080, Road and Bridge. I have a letter dated June 7, 2018 from our attorney, and he approves the agreement as to form.
Essentially what this is for the BRO funds. I didn't know if you guys wanted to give any specifics on the project. It's one of the projects we've been working on for a while as far as the bridge matching.
It actually names the for one specific project.
Right.
Which is the Round Mountain Bridge project, which the people in that area will be extremely happy to know that we're getting the funds for it.
You guys want to discuss anything else on it or to explain any more to it? Move to approve the agreement binding between Taney County and the Missouri Highways and Transportation Commission.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Branson Festival of Lights agreement.
This is a continuation of 3 years now? Is this the third?
I think it is the third year, yes. And the letter dated June 8, 2018 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott.
Who's the other party on that agreement?
Attractions Management Group, LLC.
Yeah.
I'm assuming all of the same requirements that was in previous years is in the same.
The insurance.
Yeah, the letter, and then letting the people through that live back in there have passes in.
Right. That's all in there.
Move to approve the agreement by between Taney County and the Attractions Management Group, LLC.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Mutual cooperation agreement for operations of 911 emergency telephone system 2018, number 18-074CM.
Morning.
Morning.
Is this for on how the funds are distributed to the two different parties?
Yeah, this contract is mainly for the compensation for the two PSAPs and for, well, the equipment that 911 pays for and for the... It covers the responsibilities and the terms and what the city and the county shall do and what the sheriff shall do and the CenturyLink database and the compliance and the authority. But the primary discussion, I believe, will be the compensation to the sheriff and to the city. And that's, I believe, the main part of the discussion.
This is an annual agreement that comes up each year.
It's an annual agreement, but it, in part of the term, it renews automatically for one additional year unless any party provides advance written notice of at least 30 days prior to the renewal date. So this one will be signed for 2018 to 2019, and that will automatically renew to 2020 for this period. The previous one went from 2016 to 2017 and then did the automatic renewal to 2018.
Okay. I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
No, you're fine.
I asked, who sits on the 911 board?
It is, I don't have my list right now. It is the Branson Police, well, it is technically a representative from the Branson Police Department. Right at this moment, we have Stan Dobbins, but if any changes are done to make it the Branson Police Chief, then they will take that change and make that recommendation to you all. And but he was the Branson Police Chief. We have the Sheriff. We have Taney County Ambulance District, Daryl Koontz. We have two citizens at large, Doug Baker and Chris Gout. We have Nathan Bauer, who represents a fire department from Forsyth. And we have, I'm going to forget one. So,
is there anybody from Western?
Oh, yes, Chris Merritt, our chairman. Sorry about that. Sorry, Chris. So those are our seven board members that we have at this time.
But that really has nothing to do with this specific thing, does it?
No.
But they're aware that the agreement comes up every year to renew every other year.
That's
this
is separate from anything.
This is your agreement.
This is between the county and Branson, and the county and the Sheriff's Department.
Yeah.
This really has nothing to do with the 911 board per se.
Correct. I mean, they know you have contracts with them, but this is between you all.
Okay.
These are the monies that we receive through the telephone.
Yes.
Tax, and then it's us distributing to take care of those PSAPs, not necessarily the 911.
This takes care of the 911 network. This takes care of all parts of 911. This takes care of the 911 administration office. This takes care of the 911 network, all the back networking costs. This takes care of five people at each PSAP. This being the Sheriff's Department and Branson Police Department. And this takes care of all of those costs associated with those parts of it.
Right. Yeah. Every year we talk about, or every time this comes up, we talk about number of calls to the different PSAPs.
Yes.
And I think we always say it's roughly 68% to the sheriff and 32% to the city.
Right, so now it's 65 and 35%. 65 to the sheriff. Sheriff's PSAP and 35% to Branson.
And then I think this has been asked in the past. I don't remember how many of those the sheriff get routed back to Branson.
As of the end of April, it was 'assisted,' which means they have to do with both. It was 63% and 37%. So it's almost identical. That has to do with both dispatch centers. That's year to date for this year. And then last year it was approximately the same. For the entire year it was 61 and 39.
Prior years, you know.
I can get that for you.
Yeah, I'm just thinking.
Excuse me.
Could the lower, with the 39% maybe be more accurate, just because it's starting to get a tourist season, so there's probably going to be more calls. I think we need to look at a year total, not just a now through April total. If that makes sense.
Sure.
It appears that probably what Commissioner Williams is looking at is the third option that the attorney had sent. Then.
Well, I haven't really looked at the... Travis and I talked a little bit over the phone, but I've not looked at it. The my understanding was the third option that he kind of proposed was kind of a combination of staffing plus calls.
It says a third possibility is to annually identify the total amount of compensation to be appropriate across both agencies and to multiply that amount based on a percentage of 911 calls fielded by the respective agency for the prior calendar year.
So it'll be compensation plus percentage of calls.
Yep.
Currently we're doing compensation based on highest pay, lowest pay, middle pay. I mean, I can't remember exactly what we're doing.
Currently, the contract with the city of Branson is based on 3 lowest paid, 2 highest paid, and the one with the sheriff is based on 5 highest paid. That's how you based it, because it's still lower than what the city of Branson's was.
The highest county paid is lower than what the 3 lowest and 2 highest of the city?
Correct.
City paid more.
City paid, yes.
2016, I have that for you. It's 27% and 73%.
Really?
Yeah.
And that's true assisted calls?
Correct.
And that's not...
Did you want to go back further?
Oh, is it roughly that 70, 30, 60, 40 throughout, or 35, 65? What's kind of the...
2015 is 25, 2014... is 76,
24.
76 being? The Sheriff's Department. 24 being Branson. And I have 2013 as being 75, 25. Mm-hmm. And that's the farthest I have with me.
Did you say you had 16s, was 27, 73?
Correct.
But you don't have 17s?
Yeah. 17s. 17s was...
Was that the 6139?
Yes.
Wonder what happened. Is it better reporting or just...
I have no idea.
It's based on the moon. Amount of calls that actually come in to that VSAT.
Basically not calls.
Assisted,
so that's going to be more accurate, correct?
Correct. Handled with each...
Because
each
a tower, district. A cell phone tower might send it somewhere and then, nope, that is the city limits, send it back, whatever
right.
It is.
It's assisted between, it could go, a call could go to Branson that was actually the sheriff. It could go to the sheriff, which was actually
Branson.
So it could go either way, and it was assisted.
Yeah. And if they're touching that call at all.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
What is the, let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Is that 61% of the calls that went to the sheriff's department, or is that 61% of the calls total? When you say assisted...
Do you want to know the direct numbers?
Well, the direct numbers would be that the first number you gave us, would it not? The 65 and 35, roughly?
In 2017?
2018.
In 2018, it's...
So far, you said up to April was 65, 35?
Correct.
And then assisted was 37 and 62?
Correct.
Or 63, anyways. So my question is how is that... So you got Sheriff's Department, 65%?
Correct.
100% of that 65%. Is that what's broke down into the two other numbers? Or is that take, no, it actually accurately reflects the difference?
65% went directly to the Sheriff's Department.
I'm talking about the assisted. Of the assisted calls,
mm-hmm.